This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys! Yay!
He hiked all the way to the top of Yosemite just to gather facts to bring back for you. It's Did You Know with Kevin, here to make you a more interesting person.
Did you know in New York City, women can legally go topless whenever men can legally go topless?
In New York City?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank God for that.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I think they can do it in places in Canada, too.
Great.
You know, I always wondered about that. Like, who was it that decided men can go topless, but women cannot go topless?
Kevin?
And how would you justify that?
Yeah.
Well, some men got too excited when they saw women topless.
Well,
that's why.
But what does that have to do with me?
So
because control yourself.
Sexual harassment. If they see it happen, they'll be like, oh my God, why are you looking at me like that? I feel looked at.
So you're saying it's for protection?
Yes.
It was for the women's benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Because men obviously can't control themselves.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Savages.
Okay. Yikes. Yeah.
Now, if you guys were like, let's say in New York City, and you're just walking down the street, and you see a topless woman, what do you do?
Well, men can't go. Men can run topless through Central Park.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, so, yeah, I guess a woman could run topless.
I think men can walk around with their shirt off everywhere.
Really?
I guess that's probably true.
You're outside. I mean, probably not at your work.
What would I do?
Yeah.
Stare.
Yeah.
Oh.
Would women really want to go topless as much as men go topless? It seems like it's one more thing for a woman to feel self-conscious about.
If you could do it without feeling self-conscious, I bet it feels great under certain circumstances. Obviously not running. I bet being topless at the beach feels amazing.
But you don't think that it's there's too much that women already feel self-conscious about stuff, you know, like, and then you're going to advocate for them to show even more skin. Then all of a sudden now we've got anxiety over like how big or small my nipples are.
Well, you know, we already have that anyway.
But as of now, nobody knows.
I would probably feel more confident showing off my boobs than I do just in a bathing suit.
Well, you had a boob job. Kevin, what about you?
I would show them off.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
I love your
loud and proud.
I mean, probably the solution shouldn't be, well, sorry, ladies, you'll just feel bad about yourself.
I think let's just put everybody in more clothes. Let's make men wear their shirts too. What's wrong with that? Like a bunch of kids. You have to all wear rash guards. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know watching horror movies can help burn nearly 200 calories in one sitting?
That's why I'm so fit.
The increase in heart rate and adrenaline can have a similar effect to light exercise.
Wow.
Okay.
How about that?
No.
I'm not ready for that.
Mm-mm. Well,
I'd rather go run a mile than watch
skip
a movie.
A meal.
Yeah.
Okay, so how can we combine this into a new exercise program?
I got it.
Go on.
A VR system where you're in a zombie apocalypse and it's so real. If you look back, he's literally right there.
Wow.
I would run so fast. I would run to New York.
What if we just watched horror movies while running on a treadmill?
Oh.
But have you ever watched anything on a treadmill?
Yeah, I'm slower.
If I watch something and somebody falls, I feel like I need to fall. It's kind of like when you feed a baby and you have to open your mouth. Yeah, like I used to go to a gym that had TVs that always had the news on. If they showed somebody stumbling, I was like, oh, here we go. You fall, I fall. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know in ancient Roman culture, left-handedness was often associated with something unfavorable or unlucky?
Don't giggle at me.
I'm not. I would never.
It just doesn't feel like unfavorable is that hard of a word.
Okay. Why? Do we know why, Kevin?
Because people are usually born with right-handedness, so anything different, they would judge you and
it
call you a win.
It definitely seems like in the good old days, if you were different in any way. So maybe that means we have evolved as a society.
I mean, we definitely have. I mean, Kevin's talking about a class of people that used to have public murders for entertainment for everybody. Ooh.
So maybe when people say this is the worst time in society in our history, it's like, well,
nah, not really.
I mean, we used to stone left-handed people. Although I will say, I do think left-handed people are sneaky.
Why do you think they're sneaky?
It's just a pattern.
Pretty sure my daughter's left-handed.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Sneaky.
Okay.
She's really sneaky.
Yeah, of all the people.
And she's bossy and mean.
Yeah.
What about ambidextrous people?
Say the word again.
Ambidextrous.
Say,
You know what I mean, where they can use both hands.
Perfect.
My brain hurt.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.